Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nick Saldivamaggio, Envoy and Football Coach.
I got to get this off my phone somehow.
Coach, I'm sorry, but I had to get there with Bobby.
Oh, look, I'm laughing at him. Look, if it wouldn't be for having to watch Huddle on my phone, I wouldn't even have a smartphone. I'd just go back to the flip phone. I'm not kidding you.
Coach, how are the Hanville Tigers shaping up?
Pretty good, buddy. I'm excited about where we are. You know, it's early. It's nice to have to hit somebody else tomorrow, I can tell you that. This is a late calendar year with the Federation, so everything's been kind of pushed back a week. So we've been hitting on each other, you know, in some way, shape, or form since August the 1st. And tomorrow we have North Shore, and we're excited about it. But I like where we are. I like our football team. I really like our front seven defensively. So I'm excited about what we can do.
Coach, when you look at your team and just some of the teams, I guess, in the region or in the district, you know, how do you think that you guys are going to compare or stack up against them?
Well, I'll tell you, Deuce, I think we're going to stack up fine. It's just we have traditionally been slow starters, and our last two ball games are Jesuit and Destrehan. So we got to come out the gate. We have to come out the gate really quickly. But with that being said, we open up with Denham Springs, which is a playoff team. We go to Mandeville the following week. And then weeks 4 and 5, we're playing Terrebonne and East St. John. And, you know, there's really not anything easy when you're playing 5A football in Louisiana and you had a Hornville. You're going to play really good teams every week. And I want to do that. And hopefully we're still standing in week 11. And, you know, usually we make a nice run if we get to it. So I think we'll match up well, but you got to win the games on Friday night.
Now, Nick, looking at quarterback play, where are you at there as far as having that leader to lead your ball club?
I tell you, Bobby, we really, you know, as bad as last year was for us with the whole Andrew Robeson situation,
right,
really benefited Andrew Nockan because he was a sophomore that, if you count, you know, a scrimmage and a jamboree, started 11 football games as a sophomore. So there's nothing that's going to happen to him on Friday night that he hasn't seen before. And the big thing is he knows it's his team. And I make no bones about it. My two favorite rooms in school are the weight room and the locker room. And he is a leader in both of those. And he does a great job in our locker room now. You know, you are a quarterback.
Right.
You know when you know it's your team. And he knows it's his team. And he's working like it's his team. So I feel really good about him.
Coach, your schedule way down the line in November, Jesuit on the schedule. I know Destran's the big one after that, but, man, that's a tough stretch right there. Bourgeois, Jesuit, and Destran to finish out.
Well, you know, it is, buddy, but, again, it's all about, for me, the seeding is what it is. It's just get to week 11. You know, if we can get to week 11 after going through that, we're going to be battle-tested. It doesn't matter if we're on the road or we're at home. Our kids will know what playing good football teams are all about. And, you know, week 11, it will just be another opponent to them instead of being somebody that, oh, my goodness, no, we're in the playoffs and I don't know if we're as good as this team. You just went through a little bit of a gauntlet, and you obviously won them because you're in the state playoffs. So let's keep on keeping on.
Coach, usually that Destrehan game is a little earlier in the year, right? It's rare that y'all face off in the last game of the regular season.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy, Christian, is the way it works is every 2 years we redo contracts. So you have to pull for your district, and, you know, you just throw numbers in a hat, and where you pull it, you pull home and away. So we get Destrehan week 10. It's the number we pulled, and our bye was week 9. And trying to find a week 9 bye when you're Hornville is really difficult. So Coach Sanji decided to play us in week 9, and that's going to be a really good football game. And then Destrehan the following week, and then hopefully, like I said, we're still swimming, and we're in the state playoffs.
Nick, I know that you certainly would appreciate, this is not about your football team, but just the 100th meeting this year that's going to go on between Jesuit and Holy Cross, that's amazing when you consider the NFL turning 100 as well, but this is the 100th matchup.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of like the Bears and the Packers. You know, I'm a Holy Cross graduate, so I'm excited about that game. You know, we play that night, but I know that atmosphere, and I heard you guys talking about it last night. If you're just and I heard Bobby say this, if you're just a football guy, you don't have any dog in the fight.
Right.
You're just a football guy. Man, go to Ted Gormley to see that. That's history. That is more than just a Friday night football game. It is a historical moment, and I just think it's going to be a great game. Like I said, it's the Packers and the Bears. You know,
that's
a great way to put it.
A great way to put it, without a doubt. Because when you think about it, that's what caught my attention. Because I look at it now, how the NFL is promoting 100 years of NFL pro football. And then you talk about like that, like look at Holy Cross, look at Jesuit, that the deepest, the longest rivalry in the South, fifth largest United States. If you love football, what? Come on, you can have no interest in Holy Cross or Jesuit, just to witness history, like you said, Coach, just to be a part of that. And Tad Gormley, the setting and all. What, you going tailgating with your friends, or you call up some of your friends who might have a Jesuit Holy Cross interest and just go to the game? No, I love this kind of stuff. You know I'm a historian, Coach Nick, so.
Yes, I do, buddy. I know you keep a lot of good notes, too. I hear about it every night.
Coach Nick Saltofimaggio, Hanville High School head football coach. Overall, how have you kept in touch with Puka out in Kansas State?
Jayhawks. Ain't no Wildcat. Come on, Chris.
Don't say that. Oh, I know. You get in trouble. As a matter of fact, you know what? He texted me the other day about a helmet. You know, should he go with this new Vices helmet? I think that's how it's pronounced. Or should he keep his the helmet he played with last year? And I said, Puka, let me explain something to you. I don't care how nice that helmet is. You had 1,500 yards rushing in that old helmet. Keep the old helmet, you know? So, yeah, I talk with him, and, you know, he's probably 18 months away from being a millionaire. I try to keep him focused on that, because I think he is going to be a dynamic NFL football player one day. He's just the way the game is. You put that kind of guy in the slot, and he's deceptively strong for his size. But his burst is he's the only guy I know that can run equally fast going forward, sideways, or backwards. It's just amazing to me.
Well, Coach Nick, you look at his highlight runs. I want to say off the top of my head, he had a run against Oklahoma that's one of the greatest runs in football history. One, he went to the 11. I don't know how he got away, but he was able to do it. And you think, it's the Oklahoma Sooners. And I tell you what, if Coach Miles does anything with Kansas – he'll be a big part of it.
Yeah, and you know, think about this, Bobby, because you guys obviously all know football. He had a 15-minute freshman highlight tape. 15 minutes.
Wow.
Of his freshman year
in
college.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
That's unheard of.
Yeah, it's not 2 minutes, 15 minutes.
Right.
Coach Salt, good luck this year to the Hanville Tigers.
Good luck, Coach.
Hey, you guys, too. I love listening to you. You know, go Saints and go Hanville Tigers.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.